want to get out. I know I told you to really keep me in this time, but I gotta get out. I gotta meet a catboy, any catboy, because it's important. Yes, I know what happened last time, but this time will be different. I will be more cautious. I need a catboy, because I need him in me. It's biology. Yeah, I don't know any catboy in the area, but I will climb a fence and sing. Sing real loud and cute. Meow. Last time was different. I got a little careless and went with the wrong people. But this time, I won't be dumb. I'm not already dumb. Take that back. I'm just horny still. So you won't let me out? Not fair. Bad roommate. Won't let me out, but I have to go out. Since when does he even lock up the windows? This is not fair. Nyeh. 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 But come to think of it, you are kind of cat boy shaped. What about it? Maybe you can help me. Please. Please, if you help me, I won't have to go out. I promise. Hey! Don't run away! This is not fair, please! You can't run from me! This is my territory! I know this flat like my home. Yes, I know this is my home. Where is the contradiction? Please, I know we are just roommates, but you did always look out for me. I will go crazy when I don't get a dick in me tonight. You've never seen me go crazy. This isn't crazy yet. I still have my full faculties. I'm just extremely horny. Yet, this will change. You never experienced me like that. So far, I could slip out every month, but this time, you did too good of a job. I'm gonna get crazy, and that can be dangerous. I don't try to threaten or blackmail you. That's just what happens. You're right for scolding me for last time. I can get dangerous for myself and others. I became extra crazy and went with dangerous people, but you rescued me. I trust you. In Cat Town, they have extra shops to provide emergency sex for cat girls in heat. But Cat Town is too far away. Unfortunately, you never know when it hits. I thought I'd still have a day or two. That's just my luck. I hit early, but you already locked the windows. And it's getting worse! Right now! I'm sorry. It's starting. Please help me. You are so much safer than going out to. I don't know if it works with humans. I know it doesn't with the dildo. I tried that last time. But you are the only hot guy here. It's worth a try. Did I say hot guy? I meant cute piece of. I better stop. You are the only one here. Please. I've seen the looks you give me when you thought I didn't see them. When I get out of the shower. I know you like me too. Give me your hand. And please do that? Favor for me? Waiting for tomorrow won't do any good because it will only get worse. It can take a week and it's only just started. I'm still pretty normal. Yes, this is still normal. You don't want to see not normal. I don't want you to see not normal. It's like in that space show with the handsome blue shirt cat boy you always watch. Where the cat boy had to go back to his cat planet because he was in heat and his cat girl wife made him fight his yellow shirt friend. And he killed his yellow shirt friend, but then it was just a trick. Nonsense. He is at least a half cat boy. Have you seen his ears? And have you seen how mad he got? It's dangerous. Yeah. We can end this madness right here and right now. You just have to fuck me. That should do the trick. Oh, I just want to be sure that you really want to. Do you ask a really horny human girl if she is sound of mind? This reeks of catism. Of course I do. You were right, that going out is dangerous in my state. You're always worrying about me, and you saved me from the bad people last time. You really came through. And you think I'm hot and you like me too. And you have a boner. And I'm unbuttoning your pants right now. And you're not doing anything to stop me. And yeah, this is nice, but this won't help. We can kiss all we want when you are finished fucking me. Why are you unbuttoning your shirt even? We don't have the time. You're right. I have to undress too. You still have your underpants on. We don't need them. Quick, get rid of them. Wow. What is that? I am so sorry. Is that why you didn't want to fuck me? I'm so sorry. I didn't know. But it's okay. I'm sure. What? Your dick is deformed? What I'm talking about? It's weirdly shaped and there's no spikes on it. No wonder you're so self-conscious. Come to think of it, it looks like a dildo. Is that why dildos look the way they do? What? Humans don't have that? Never? Okay. I'm sorry for mentioning it, but it looks kind of weird to me. But we still need to fuck. It seems my comments about your dick scared away your erection. I'm sorry. Let me help you there. There. All ready for action. Now let me crouch down, ass up, and you stick it in me. Bed? No time for bed. It's urgent. Here, now, kitchen floor. Do it. It needs to happen. What do you mean, kittens? I use contraceptives. I'm not dumb. I'm responsible. Now, do it. Put it in. God damn it. Fuck. Finally. Oh, feels so much gentler than a catboy's dick. Start moving, please. Just sticking it in doesn't help much. Yes, like that. Good. Without the spikes, it just feels so good. Normally, it's kind of a good pain. I think I like this more. Go faster. It's working. This is so great. What a relief. Meow. Oh, fuck. This is good. Meow. Sure. If you want to continue, you can do that too. It still feels pretty nice for me. Yes, I'm sure. It doesn't feel like my life is depending on it anymore, but I still like sex. You know, those human dicks are maybe better. Stop. Let me get up. Now we can go to the bedroom and continue if you'd like. Would that be something you'd like, human boy? Good human. Come with me then. Lay on the bed. I want to be on top of you. So far, you did all the work, and I want to pay you back. You know, this feels so nice. I would be aching inside by now if you were at camp, boy. Why didn't anyone tell me? I could ride you all night. It's like your dick is only made from pleasure, and you're cute. And you can fuck a lot longer than cowboys. You are lasting very long. Is this normal for humans? Oh my God, please come. Tom, this is getting tedious. Maybe if I run my fingernails along your sides, just slightly, touching you with them. Maybe if I kiss and suck your nipples. Well, you can do it very long. I have an idea. Go ahead, come. Do you like that? You're so cute and confused right now. Too sore inside from the spikes. What? You mean we can go again? And I could come again? Shut up, really? Now? Oh, I could, but you can't? Okay, you're exhausted. Bummer. Well, another time. Are you kidding? You did great! Mwah! Thank you. I have to admit, I really liked you a lot. We should do this regularly. Maybe? Yeah. I'm kind of a shy cat person. Don't laugh! Tonight doesn't count. It was the hormones. I was a little more daring than usual. And I know this couldn't have been easy for you. You know, with the weird hang-ups humans have about sex. It's your prude culture. I understand. From now on, you are gonna be an honorary cat boy. You earned that. Let's cuddle. Tomorrow, I want to take you to Cat Town and show you everything. Please pat my hand. Be a good human. A what? A relationship? Don't we have one already? We're roommates. What? I don't understand. How does that work? With just one partner? Okay, you guys are weird. Yeah. I don't know, but I won't be having any sex with cowboys in the near future. I can tell you that. You totally ruined that for me. Okay, since I don't know that many other humans I like, we can try your relationship thingy. Yeah. I'm not sure I'll like it, though. And just to be clear, you do have sex in those? Good. You never know with you humans and your Puritan ideals. But I like you. You're a good friend. Yeah. Good human.